Welcome, everyone, to the latest All Lions Bang the Table podcast. I'm the Doc, John Macaroon, here today to recap the wild experience at Ford Field. The Detroit Lions, after 32 years, finally won a single playoff game, advancing, defeating an old friend in Matthew Stafford. A wild scene at Ford Field, a close, hard-fought, one-point victory. I was there in attendance covering the game for All Lions. It was surreal. Going to recap what an experience it was at Ford Field. Even though most people thought it was going to be a wild experience, it surpassed everybody's. Everybody that was there will never forget the experience. The wild ride, the cheering, the booing, the emotional roller coaster of cheering on your football team and then having them close it out with the football, knowing that Matthew Stafford had a chance. Stafford had the football and, like he always has, came up short, and it provided the Lions an opportunity to close out the game. Who told you last week Dan Campbell would outcoach Sean McVay? Who told you Sean McVay is not as aggressive as Dan Campbell? McVay actually punted the ball to the best offense, one of the best offenses in the National Football League. Wise choice there. Did you get the football back? No. Why? Because the loud fans at Ford Field forced Sean McVay and the Rams to call timeouts in the second half. Timeouts in the end that they didn't have when needed. And what did we say? Matthew Stafford was going to introduce himself to the turf. And boy, in that second half, the Lions defense really brought it. Physical, aggressive. Kirby Joseph, Aiden Hutchinson, CeeDee Deuce doing their thing. Lions linebackers getting after it. And you recognize, boy, the theme today, and it's something that in the past, when you would bring it up, you would get laughed at. The Detroit Lions Super Bowl window is now open. When you win a playoff game and you see that a football team can compete and you recognize that this football team is really built to withstand injuries, built to play at a high level, you recognize that this football team, the grit, the toughness, the talent level at key spots, the way in which the offense performs, the way in which the defense has steadily improved in terms of their red zone efficacy, this Detroit Lions team, you can say it now clearly, the Super Bowl window is open. Now, does it mean they're going to go through it this year? Maybe, maybe not. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Lions' realistic opportunities to advance playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another home game at Ford Field. If what happened at Ford Field Sunday night can be anywhere near replicated on Sunday afternoon, good luck, Buccaneers. Because that scene at Ford Field, you could tell the buzz was in the air. I got there about 4 hours early, didn't want to battle traffic, based on where I park, there's no guarantee there's going to be a spot because of how popular the Detroit Lions are. Everybody wants to get into the parking lots and everybody wants to get to Ford Field. You could tell the buzz was in the air downtown, even 4 hours early, getting on the shuttle, just people discussing the potential of beating the Rams, the nervous energy that people had. So you get in there, and I'm obviously going as part of the media in a working capacity, but I took it all in. I allowed myself opportunities to take in the entire atmosphere, taking time, taking moments to just say, whoa, I'm at Ford Field, one of the hottest tickets in town to watch and observe and cover a sporting event that, if things go well, will be talked about for ages. And it lived up to the billing. And here's what also made the experience special. Before the game, the fans that were allowed in, that got there when the time came to open the doors, got to see the Packers utterly embarrass the Cowboys. Karma's a bee, is what they say, right? Dallas Cowboys got what they deserve from the football gods. You try in advance, and you try and be a football team that is considered America's team. Well, unfortunately, they were eliminated unceremoniously by the Packers, and the crowd cheering, celebrating, knowing that a victory against the Rams could mean another home playoff game. And the crowd was into it. from the moment Stafford and the Rams come out, they're booing. And I think everybody started to realize this atmosphere is going to be special when the crowd was chanting Jared Goff's name, kind of in a way, really rubbing it in the nose of the league for making it about Matthew Stafford and having that silly graphic posted online with Stafford having that warm welcome. That was never going to happen if you know Detroit. If you know Detroit, you knew that the Rams were going to be booed unceremoniously, unmercilessly for the entire game. Why? Strictly business. It's the postseason. And the goal was for the Detroit Lions to advance, to win the football game, to shed all the negative labels, to be able to stop saying only one playoff win since the 50s, really to be able to really introduce the Detroit Lions to the National Football League. Playoff wins are so important. It establishes you as a credible organization. It legitimizes Dan Campbell. It legitimizes Brad Holmes. It legitimizes the Detroit Lions and Jared Goff and all the work that's been done. That's where you recognize all the work that's been done. The final exam happens and you pass with flying colors. You play well. You execute at a high level. You compete toe-to-toe with a team that was playing hot. You are able to make the plays late. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. There's a lot of things to discuss, and we'll break that down too in regards to the offense stalling in the second half, not being able to run the football as effectively, maybe not adapting as well to the changes that the Rams defense made. But the anticipation, I think that what made it special for the fans to have that emotional release was the close nature of that football game. I think that, yeah, it would have been fun to have a three-quarter party with the Lions up by 25 points, but in the end, in a competitive environment, to kind of be gripping and nervous, like we had said, it's playoff football, and those that know understand the Lions were not going to blow out the Rams. We told you at All Lions last week and all our media appearances that we made that the game was going to be close, to get ready, put your diapers on, get ready. The Lions were going to play a close game, and it was back and forth with a legitimate chance of not advancing. Stafford had the football, and the Lions made the plays late. And you recognize that in any game, there's going to be ups and downs. There were bad calls. And what gave us confidence at All Lions, what gave me confidence Monday last week to just say, relax, it's going to be good, is that this football team, 12-5, had shown that in close games, they tend to perform. They come out the other side. 12 times out of 17, they came out the other side with a positive result, showing their gritty effort, their toughness, their ability to withstand tough times in games and dealing with all the things that surround being an NFL player and a team and everything that goes on. And the release, the emotional energy, the cheers, I'll never forget it. Knowing that with 2 minutes left, everybody started to tangibly recognize, oh my goodness, they did it. It's victory formation time. And after 3 hours, people really released and had just the emotional excitement. You saw tears in the crowd. You just saw shock from some people. And, you know, on my end, I'm having to get my story out by deadline and get the recap out and make sure that the video's out and coordinated well with the fellas. And it came out perfectly, knowing that the Detroit Lions advanced. They won the game. And I think that for Detroit Lions fans, it was just, you know, a situation in which all those years of waiting, all those years of dealing with the heartbreak, not making the postseason, struggles, getting to the playoffs with Stafford and not playing well, not showing that they could do anything, not showing that they could advance, not having realistic hope that, wait a minute, not only can they get to the postseason, but they can win maybe even more than one game. And now what has happened, what has come about because of this football team, I can sit here today and tell you, this football team's Super Bowl window now is open. And what does that mean? That means that this season, the opportunity presents itself to advance past the Buccaneers, maybe even host another home playoff game if the Packers continue their wild ride and run and are able to defeat the 49ers. Now, it's not likely to happen. I think that the 49ers will be ready, but having that bye week, you never know. how a football team is going to respond to some time off. But I expect that game to be on Saturday to be a classic, a very good competitive contest. But if the Packers win and the Lions win, it'll be the Lions and the Packers in the NFC title game in Detroit. How prophetic would that be for Dan Campbell last season, the final game after beating the Packers? What does he say to the cameras? He looks at his team. He's talking to ownership who are right there after giving Sheila Hemp the game ball. In the future, all roads lead through Detroit. Could you imagine the team that will represent the NFC having played at Ford Field? It would be wild. Or if the Lions traveling show has to go out to San Francisco, could you imagine the fan base that has traveled so well going out west to celebrate and cheer the football team? And you recognize that, hey, there's no guarantee that the Lions are going to come out of the NFC. There's no guarantee they win this weekend. But what I can sit here today and tell you is that this football team is built to win playoff games. This football team is going to get better in the future. Another draft class, another free agency period. You recognize the improvement. Sam LaPorta is going to get better. No bigger improvement than from year one to year two. Sam LaPorta gets better. Jahmyr Gibbs gets better. The offensive line, with a couple maybe reshuffles, improves their talent. You finally, Brad Holmes now is aware, I'm sure he's written down 50 million times on his chalkboard, we need a defensive back, a lockdown defensive back. Clearly, that's going to happen, and you need one more edge rusher to complement Aiden Hutchinson. Guys, you're within four pieces away from having probably, arguably, one of the best teams in the entire league. So what does that indicate? That means you can compete against the top teams with the top schedule next year. It means that maybe even this year, the Detroit Lions can realistically appear in the Super Bowl. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Could you imagine 2 years ago, me saying that? I'd get laughed out of the room more than I do now. It'd be a great opportunity. Now, the hope is real. It's not fugazi. It's not a mirage. This Detroit Lions football team can go out there and compete with anybody. And I think that when you look at it, what's one thing that every NFL team that succeeds has? And that's a quarterback playing well. And Jared Goff, when you rewatch that game, being there live didn't do justice to what he was able to accomplish. Three drives, three touchdowns, getting the ball out, playing confidently, feeling comfortable. Arguably, you could say that Jared Goff plays better at Ford Field than Matthew Stafford does, or ever did. Mastering the offense of Ben Johnson, understanding where his targets are, understanding that, hey, I need to go to Amon-Ra St. Brown when needed. Hey, taking advantage of the chemistry with Josh Reynolds and getting him the football. Having a run game that can, having a run game behind an offensive line that can help move the football when needed, control the clock when you need to. Having a star tight end who's gritty, who by all accounts last week, hyperextended knee and a significant bone bruise. 7 days later, he's out there playing? Unheard of. A linebacker in Alex Anzalone dealing with things throughout the game, still coming out there to try and execute at the highest level possible for his football team. Things that you normally would not see with the Detroit Lions, you saw. Execution late. You saw a defense that has been criticized all year. Make plays. We told you last week, they're going to give up yards. Puka Nacua did his thing. Big-time players make big plays, and he did. But guess what? Not enough to overcome the collective unit that is the Detroit Lions defense. We told you last week on our Twitter page, at Detroit Podcast, in the videos, in our interviews, in our preview, we told you the Lions defense is going to give up stuff to these receivers. But the key for them to win is not to give up touchdowns. And similarly, that's what's been happening. You recognize this defense has stepped it up and has kept opponents from getting into the end zone. You recognize a concern that everybody had, the kicking game, a 54-yarder from Michael Badgley, no doubter, giving everybody supreme confidence that this football team can do some things. And so that's why everybody this week, over the last 3 days, has had a renewed swagger, talking about moving on from Matthew Stafford. That book, that chapter's closed. CeeDee Deuce closed that chapter right into the camera. And I think you recognize that Jared Goff is now the new leader of the Detroit Lions. Officially stamped. Winning a playoff game gives him credibility. Everybody in town is fully behind Jared Goff. Clearly, he was able to accomplish something that a big-time quarterback wasn't able to do in 12 years. Play a clean football game in a big-time moment at home and take his football team to the next round. There's more work to do. Do you think the Detroit Lions are going to sit there and just pat themselves on the back and just be happy that they got a playoff win? No. This football team knows that there's an opportunity this year to do some things that if you punch back, if you play your best football, the Lions football, that brand is what is conducive to winning. Run the football, smash mouth, offensive line, defensive line, key playmakers in the back end, and an ability to have superstars at key spots. You have an edge rusher in Aiden Hutchinson that, hey, gets on a heater. Again, a couple more sacks against Stafford. One in which you could say, okay, Stafford fell and tripped over one of his own teammates, and Aiden Hutchinson gets there first. But the pressures, the willingness to will your football team. Amon-Ra St. Brown, again, demanding the football and getting it in the late drive there. Just everything that you would want to see in a football team. And the icing on the cake, Dan Campbell outcoached another NFL coach in regards to key decisions that were made, in regards to being aggressive on fourth down, in regards to having his team ready and energized to play and to execute at the right moments in the fourth quarter. Sean McVay made the biggest mistake. He blinked first. You have to go for it. Even if the distance is not in your favor, you have to go for it. You cannot give the football back to the Detroit Lions because you never got it back. And the LA Rams go home with their tail between their legs. They were defeated. And the Detroit Lions get to advance now and play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Realistically, the Detroit Lions have an opportunity this year. When you look at this football team, you can rally behind them and really consider this football team one of eight Super Bowl contenders. Legitimately, probably arguably one of the top four teams in the entire NFL. You look at teams like the Eagles and Cowboys who don't have the winning culture anymore, and you recognize, boy, the way the Lions played looked completely different than the way in which the Eagles and Cowboys looked. Completely different. Flying to the football, being passionate, supporting each other, dealing with mistakes, not letting one mistake become so catastrophic that you end up losing a game or making more mistakes. Jared Goff clean. When Jared Goff plays clean, this football team can beat anybody, can execute at the highest levels offensively, can move the football, has the opportunity to score points, and really extend drives and electrify. And remember, Jameson Williams still has not emerged on the scene yet as being the guy, the go-to guy. He's still in development. That's going to be something that if the light shines on Jameson Williams over the next couple weeks, my goodness, look out. The veteran leadership, potentially getting back Khalif Raymond this week. And you got Sam Laporta getting healthier. Maybe James Houston comes in and starts to contribute just a little bit of more of a pass rush. You realize this football team has the capability of doing big things. And we could never say that in the past. Realistically, you could never say that in the past, that the Lions Super Bowl window was realistically open. That's why it's great to see Brad Holmes cheering and screaming. I think that video really encapsulated what everybody felt. And I think it's great, too, because if you just look and survey that whole video, Brad Holmes is screaming, and you got Chris Spielman in the front, maybe a little surprised or wondering how to act because he knows the camera's on, and you got your general manager or somebody you're consulting with on a daily basis screaming his head off. And you knew maybe that Chris Spielman had a little bit of that in him, but he kept the stern jaw, the linebacker in him, kept the cool, calm demeanor in that locker room. I wonder, in that elevator, I wonder what it was like when they got away from the cameras, what that was like to be able to experience the fruits of your labor, to have that success. Brad Holmes has been like a fan, screaming his head off. I think it is great. You got Dan Campbell talking about, oh, I got receipts. Oh, texting with Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer. Hey, it's too late. If you're not on the bandwagon, no room for you. It's too late. Hop off. We don't want you anymore. We know who supports the Lions, and we know the Lions are, you know, being that, you know, for a team that says we block out the outside noise, seems to be they understand exactly where those people are that are talking bad about the Lions. I would just say this. Hey, Might have been nice to shine the light on those that predicted what would happen. Maybe you could do that as well instead of picking and choosing all the negative haters. Maybe pick and choose some of the people that broke the game down properly and said that the Lions would be in a close game and would come out on top. Why? Because they've done it all year. But it's okay. Keep receipts. That's great. I think that's used for motivation. But Dan Campbell said on Monday, not time yet to pull out those receipts. I got a bunch of them. Probably those that commented on his kneecap speech, commented on him wearing a helmet, calling him, you know, and criticizing and maybe judging what kind of football coach he really is without really knowing. I wonder how they're going to pull those receipts. Are they going to do a video? Are they going to just highlight everybody that was a hater? So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like should the Lions have the ultimate revenge and win it all. But this football team now is built properly to execute, to win. Quarterback playing well, offensive line that is gelling and healthy. My goodness. The ability to overcome things happening to them. I mean, that call against Taylor Decker, again, the penalty where they call a false start instead of encroachment was ridiculous at the highest level. This football team can overcome it. And that's why over the course of the next few days, you can be confident. This football team is going to compete at the highest level and make an opponent beat them. I really truly feel that the Lions are not going to beat themselves. They're not going to come out and be sloppy. They're going to make Baker Mayfield beat them. And I think the Lions have a realistic chance. I mean, you look at it, an NFL playoff game with a five, depending on where you partake in your gambling, a 5.5 to 6.5 point spread, that is significant. That's a significant favorite. And you recognize, yeah, the Buccaneers are playing better. The 20-6 win is not indicative of what that team will bring. Baker Mayfield has two good weapons in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. But the Lions have decent talent in the back end. Yeah, they're going to move the football. But in the end, good luck to the Buccaneers defense trying to stop the Lions offense. Yeah, they're going to try and pressure and bring the blitz. And Todd Bowles is an established and very well-respected defensive mind. But you got to match wits with Ben Johnson. You got to match wits with an offensive wizard who uses the team's tendencies against them. You don't think that they learned lessons from what opponents did to the Buccaneers? You don't think Ben Johnson knows what's going on? Of course he does. Now, there is a little concern that you should have. The Lions coordinators are in demand, and anything that takes away from their preparation for a football game is going to be something to be concerned about. Now, is it a big concern? No. Obviously, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson are popular assistant coaches, and several teams want to interview them, and they're going to happen this week. Dan Campbell was asked about it on Monday, and he said that the window that they have is Friday and Saturday to conduct these interviews. Now, me personally, I'm of the opinion that you'd want your assistants to be 24 hours a day dedicated to trying to win. That's what it's going to take. But in the end, you recognize that collectively, this is the cost of doing business. When you have coordinators that are going to be coveted, you got to recognize that during weeks of preparation, there are going to be times they're going to be tasked with having their attention diverted for interviews. Will it be a big distraction? I don't think so. I don't think the Lions will allow that. I think having Dan Campbell and the way in which he runs things is so organized, so on top of everything, that you it's just evident by the way the team plays. They're able to execute at a high level. And it's you guys can't discount the fact that this team played loose in the playoffs. They got after it right away. They didn't ease into the game. It wasn't just three and outs and getting into it and field goals. That football team that you just watched marched down the field on three consecutive offensive drives and scored touchdowns and were able to establish some momentum early on and a rhythm for the team. Yeah, it's unfortunate that Johnson and Glenn are coveted, and you potentially got to start worrying because the Eagles lost both of their coordinators after the 22 season, and in 2023 fell apart. But it's a good problem to have. And that'll be also another test for Dan Campbell's regime and administration is if you lose Ben Johnson, how do you respond? If you lose Aaron Glenn, who steps up? Do you get the same level of competitiveness in 2024? Because you're going to need it with that schedule. But other than that, obviously you have concerns about the big play threats that when you look at the 26 game, Baker Mayfield took a lot of shots against the Lions, but the Lions were injured. They had a lot of injuries to a lot of key players as well. And the Lions obviously are a different team. The Bucs are a different team. It's going to be very much another rowdy scene at Ford Field, hopefully even bigger than the one that you saw on Sunday night. Could it match it? CD Deuce was asked. He said, that wasn't the loudest environment. That's a challenge to you guys. CD Deuce said that the environment at Ford Field Sunday night was not the loudest he had ever seen. The challenge has now been laid. Make it so that CD can come out after another victory and say and declare, that was the wildest and loudest crowd I've ever been a part of. That's the mission. That's the goal for you fans, is to top what happened last week. Make it so that it's another wild environment for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, an unbearable environment. I think the Lions are going to get after Baker Mayfield. I think they're going to make his day quite rough, and I think the turnovers will come this week. And in the end, the Lions advance. I can't sit here and say that I'm not confident. You have to be confident. This football team is playing well. It's not going to be easy. They never are, especially in the playoffs. But this team, when you say that they've been molded and crafted to play at a high level, I think that the excitement level that I feel, that many people feel, when you look at this football team that still can improve, still now in these windows of practice, can still get better at their defensive communication, at their rotations, at figuring out how to make sure that mistakes are limited and forcing the opponent into playing their game. I think the excitement level should be there for supporters, and I think that this week really is a celebration of the Lions and is a celebration of Brad Holmes and the work that Dan Campbell and his coaching staff did. And you got Jared Goff, who should walk around town proud. No matter what happens, he was able to bring something to Detroit that not a lot of people have been able to. A memory of a lifetime. All the videos that you get to watch, all the excitement, we get to relive this now for years to come. But in the end, just like I think Dan Campbell's attitude is perfect, he's not going to sit there and kick his feet up and say, this is done. The best of the best experience success and immediately move on to what's next. All right, one playoff win, how do we get two? All right, two playoff wins, how do we get to the title game? Hey, we got to the Super Bowl, how do we win it? It's realistic. And in years past, you would think that a football team's window opens and shuts real fast. But you guys should be confident. This window is open and is going to be open for the foreseeable future. Enjoy the ride. I'm John McEnroe. This has been the All Lions Podcast. The Lions Super Bowl window's open. Competitive playoff football back in Detroit this Sunday. Stick with All Lions. Make sure you follow our coverage, analysis, highlights, videos, entertainment, all Detroit Lions. Facts, opinion, hyperbole, excitement, everything you can imagine in regards to the Lions, we're going to bring you. I'm John McEnroe.